This podcast is brought to you by the National Trust of South Australia. It's about local people and places. The first series comes from Gawler. Thanks for joining us on Our Town. Let's dive in.
Today is Father's Day, and I've decided to walk down to the Williston Football and Netball Club ground, the site of the old migrant camp, and to then talk about the camp itself. As I walk down through Pioneer Park, down past the railway station, turn left opposite the caravan park and proceed up the alleyway behind the tennis courts, noticing that a lot of children and families are at the tennis courts for Father's Day, over the bridge and up to Paxton Street, it doesn't take long before I turn into the football club grounds. Nowadays, the entrance is the other end of what was the camp. So the football ground itself is the old pug hole for the brick making company, which has been filled in, and the oval process from there. It's a great ground to watch sport on, because no matter where you park your cars, you can see down onto the ground and watch the game. As you look up, you see from there the Williston Football Club rooms, and that was the back of the old camp, and it was the dining hall for both the United States of America Air Force, when they built it and used it, for the RAAF 86 Squadron, Kitty Hawks, which also used it, and later on it became the dining hall for the migrants from 1946 to 1961. One of the things that interests me the most about this is that the number of people that are still involved in the activities of the camp. For example, old Cliff Lucas, now deceased, who was given the job to restore the camp in 1946 for the arrival of the East Europeans. His son is still involved in the football and netball club on its committees. Now that is 70 years of one family being involved with that camp. What remains of the old camp is the dining hall, the kitchen, one set of rooms now used over on the netball courts, and what was the old hospital, now the RAAF cadets rooms. So there's still bits and pieces of the camp that are there and that are in use. As I walk around the ground and looking particularly up the hill to the old dining hall, I reflect on what is important about this ground today. Well, the Williston Football and Netball Club are called the Donnybrooks, and for good reason. They have taken charge of looking after this ground, and today there are a large number of families spread out around the ground and up the hill for Father's Day, with some barbecues happening. The dining hall is open as the club rooms. There are lots of children playing on the oval, playing ball games, kicking footballs and so forth. And it's with this that I reflect on the multiple use of this particular ground that has been in constant use for the past 80 odd years.
You have been listening to a podcast from the National Trust of South Australia. To find out more, visit us at one of our local heritage places or online at nationaltrust.org.au/SA.